What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Spaz. It's a new week. It's a new episode. Let's get into it. Let's go. All right, y'all, so what's happening? Happy Black History Month. By the time you guys hear this, we will be wrapping up our first, well, is it the first week of Black History, like, by Friday, if we haven't, I don't know. Well, it will be hopefully Friday when you guys hear this. It'll be the first Friday of February. I guess I'll say it that way. Either way, though, welcome to Black History Month. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited. I know that some people have been like really going back and forth. You have Kanye and other celebrities and artists that are wanting to change it to Black Future Month. And I can understand that to an extent. I understand like the points of what they're, you know, trying to, like the narrative that they're trying to paint with that. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm okay with Black History Month. There's so much history within Black culture. Shit, y'all know that I'm a very proud Black girl, and there's things about my own people that I learn every day. You know what I mean? And so I put out my challenge for people to learn one thing about Black culture on their own, not asking their quote unquote Black friends or anything of that nature. You know, we all got smartphones. Y'all know y'all be on y'all phones all day. Take some time out to really educate yourself on something that's new. Something that if you guys are parents, you guys can pass forward or share with your children. So that way they're a little bit more understanding and aware of their Black friends. Hopefully they have them at school. I'm just saying, let's do this for the culture. And of course, it's my culture. So of course I'm finna push it. I never stop y'all from pushing y'all culture. Okay? I'm never mad at nobody for being proud of who they are. I think everybody should be proud of who they are. And you should definitely be moving well within your means and well within your rights on, you know, within your culture. You know, so that's just my take on that. My little Black History rants. One of them. Because, you know, it's going to be some more coming. But what's up with y'all? What's up with you guys? How has the first month treated you guys of the new year? We're still in first quarter. We're still in the first quarter of 2022. So far, it has been pretty nice to me. I mean, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth or anything of that nature. But this first quarter for me is under construction. That's why I'm titling my personal first quarter. It's going to be under construction. And within the first 3 months of the year, I just want to put myself under major construction and whatever that looks like for me. So if you guys, you know, do whatever, always do what makes you happy, what fills your heart, what brings you peace. It doesn't matter. Nobody, I promise you, nobody is going to give a damn about how you find your peace but yourself. So please, please make sure that you are finding it. One thing that I have really, really like just fully accepted was I need to focus on myself and show myself the same grace, love, patience, and respect that I, you know, exude to people, that I provide to people. And I like that about myself. I like that. If you know me well, I have I'm telling y'all, I'm a really hard cookie to find out. I'm like a macadamia nut cookie where you think it's white chocolate chips and then you bite it and it's not white chocolate chips. That was on the movie line. I stole it, whatever. But I really am. I'm kind of everywhere because I'm really, really patient with people and things that I love. But I'm not patient at the same time. It's weird. I'm patient when I know it matters. I could truly say that. Like I would definitely tap into my patience where I know that it matters. However, I start really paying attention to where I'm not really as patient with myself. I don't really give myself the amount of grace at times that I can exude to others. Not saying that I'm not graceful, because I absolutely am graceful. That's not the issue at hand. It's just I really, really paid attention to that and was like, yo, like, I really don't give myself, like, grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, at all. Like, you know, like, well, I guess I shouldn't say at all, but a lot of times I don't. And I find myself giving grace to people who don't deserve that shit. And I had to really sit back and tell myself, like, listen, self, hey, you giving grace out to A, B, C, and D, and they don't even deserve that shit. And you know they don't deserve that shit, but you're trying to play nice. You're trying to be the good guy. You know what I'm saying? Because you get tired of constantly motherfuckers thinking that you're the bad guy, that you're the bully, the mean one, all that shit. All these little bullshit stereotypes that over the years that people have placed on me, maybe placed on you. And you know it in your heart, it's not true. At the same time, you know, words have power and effects. And it has affected me. And I had to really sit down like, nigga, fuck these motherfuckers. Girl, you better pour yourself into yourself. And I'm talking about, we got the best alkaline water over here. You know, I have the best water within myself. Why am I not, you know? And so that's something that I focused and seen on. Because, again, like I said, this particular quarter for me is under construction. And that's one thing that I really, like, accepted. Like, wait a minute. Like, I'm out here checking on people and I go out my way for people. I'm really hard on myself when I miss something or if I miss a party, a dinner. I don't remember to call because, listen, y'all, I smoke a lot of weed. I forget a lot of things. And I'm not saying that that's a good thing. Am I going to stop smoking? Fuck no. Because it just is what it is. I just need to exercise my thoughts better and get better at writing things down the way that I do. I take my own precautions, okay? I'm an adult and I can hold myself accountable. But the reality of it is, you know, like, I start really sitting back and looking at it, like, you know, I get so far down on myself and I'm hard on myself when I'm not able to provide certain, you know, something to somebody, or I don't have a certain amount of money to buy a certain gift for a certain friend. I'm hard on myself. Like, I'm truly am. And I'm like, damn, but this motherfucker didn't even call me. Or this motherfucker did. Or if they came through and they didn't have anything for me, I wouldn't guilt them. I wouldn't feel bad about it. I wouldn't make them feel bad or no shame. Anything of that. That's naturally who I am. It was raised to, you know, for me to be that way, right? And I really had to accept that and really look at people and draw back. And I mean, like, a heavy drawback. I start really drawing back. You know, me, my New Year's is my birthday. And so I start really drawing back December. Is when December, when I went in December and January, I tried my best. I needed those 2 months because I tried my best to create certain habits within myself. And so that way I can take them into January full throttle. So I really, really, really tried hard to create habits within those 2 months and kind of keep it at a 30-day consistent pair, you know, a consistent space or spate. Wait, no, not space. Pace, a consistent pace, because you guys know that one of my biggest things is being consistent. That's ain't nothing changed. That's still my biggest problem. It's still an issue. To be quite honest with you guys, I don't really pour a lot of focus onto that like I should. And so, you know, and that's, hey, and I'm aware. I'm 100% aware of that. And as long as I keep being aware of that, then I figure I'm not doing so bad, because I'm, you know, we are all our own worst critics. And I'm not going to walk around here being honest with everybody else if I can't look in the mirror and be honest with myself. It just doesn't work like that. To me, that's just not realistic. So that's what I've been doing these, you know, past couple of weeks. And I've just been enjoying the time. The weather's been nice. Sun has been out. God has been shining in my life. He has been shining in my house. My plants are flourishing. My dog is healthy and happy and doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? No vet bills. We good. We're good. And any other time, I'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to jinx it. I'm not even fucking with that jinx. It's good because I said it was good. I said it was good. I wrote it down in my journal. I write it down in my journal every day that it is good. Every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm being, you know, I'm really, really big on my words of affirmations daily when I write in my journal. And that was a habit. If you guys follow me on social media, that was a habit that I started as well December, right after my birthday. Or a little bit before my birthday, I was trying to, like, really heavily get into digital journaling. And even though I have a paperback journal, because I have to write everything down, it's weird. I have a whole process. Like, I have a calendar, like a little planner that I write in, and I keep myself, what's the word I'm looking for? I keep myself grounded that way with my, you know, with my planner that I have, and I kind of do small journal entries in there. I journal on my digital iPads, and then I also, every blue moon, I write in my actual journal. That one there is kind of hit and miss. I'm trying to make it digital because I want to be able to step away anywhere I'm at in journal, and I don't always have the space in my bag and my purse to carry a big bulky book with me. That's my personal reason, and so that's why it's been a bit more convenient for me to, you know, journal digitally. And I was watching some I'm really obsessed with YouTube, you guys. I watch YouTube all the time, all day. I really, really like watching like Tiny Desk and music and stuff like that on YouTube. Wait, you guys, I am trying to time this little sand timer that I have. So I turned it around and I went on ahead and placed my chart, my timer on my thing, and I'm looking at it like that must be like a 20 to 30 minute timer, but okay, it looks like I'm gonna have to do it again. I'm tired of it fucking me over. I'm not paying attention, but whatever. You know, so I've been really, really, you know, so it's important for me to write some daily affirmations for myself, you know, just kind of a what it is. I am wealthy. Money attracts to me. I am lovable. I am forgiving. I am giving. I am patient. Those are a couple of the things that I personally write for myself daily in my affirmations proportion of my journaling. And it has been working. I figure if I can start, I found myself focusing so much on all this, the bullshit that people will say about me towards me. And I knew it wasn't the truth. And so I got to a point where I was like, this kind of was what it was. I let that shit bounce off me because I knew what it was. I know how I am. I'm really, really centered with myself and I'm really in tune with myself. But then I started thinking about like, damn, okay, but I need to rectify that and correct that. I need to start telling myself this. You know, if I tell myself this, is I'm going to start exuding this. Not that it matters that I'm exuding it to these assholes that, you know, have their own bullshit, their own fears of worrying about when Sharita finna find herself and get great. First of all, bitch, I've been great. I'm only getting greater and greater. The same way all my spazzers, you guys are getting greater and greater as the day goes on. So, you know, and I'm proud of that. What did Kelly say on Instagram? I mean, on Insecure, all my friends are beautiful and thriving, or thriving in abundance, or whatever that's how I feel. That's how I feel. And if we're going to be sitting around here talking about Insecure comments and quotes, I also feel like Issa, like it's year of me. And I don't care. You know, for me, I'm always feeling like it's a year of me, of my growth and where I'm at. And I can't wait till it actually flourishes to the part where it's like me, my financial year. Ooh, y'all. That's going to be the one. That's going to be the one. But, you know, that's what I've been on pretty much lately. So I wanted to kind of, you know, let's, you know, touch bases and kind of catch up when it comes down to that. Now, moving forward in, you know, in love life, love sections and things of that nature, been having fun. And I've been really, really grateful for that. You guys know I've been tapped out of my opposite sex for a cool minute. I've been tapped out all of it for a cool minute. I don't want no misunderstandings there either, but I have been trying my best to be open-minded when it comes to, you know, allowing people in, dating and what's what and how do I feel? What does Sharita make? What makes Sharita happy? Are you happy? If you're not happy, what will make you happy? What are you going to do to get happy? How can you remain happy? What does it take to keep you happy? What do you really want in a partnership? Now, listen, I've written down many, many lists of what I expect out of myself to do better. I've written lists down of what I want out of a partner, what I want in marriage. Like, I just be writing down lists. But one list that I have kept up and was consistent with that I make sure that I put away, because, I mean, hey, sometimes, and that's paper. That's another reason why I went digital, because I had a habit of
writing things down or having so many notebooks, so many different journals where things would get lost in transit. I put things up, I store it. I forget what I wrote. I can't go back and read it. I like to go back and read my things the same way I like to go back and rewatch my stories. Look at my Instagram page. I post things for myself. There's moments where I will literally treat my Instagram like a vision board. Literally. And I like to go back and just look at shit. Maybe it's not a vision board to you guys. It doesn't really matter. That's my purpose. And that's what I'm posting certain things for, or why I do certain things the way that I do. But, you know, I start really, you know, going back and looking like, you know what? So this makes, you know, you better not start that barking shit. You see, I'm recording. Don't even play with me. You know, and then most times I don't tell Jules to stop barking because I let her run it up on that door every time because it's just me and her. And I like that my dog is really, really alert. A lot of you motherfuckers out there got big dogs and your dogs are pussies. My dog barks and alerts me at that door. And I'm appreciative of it. That's why I love my Jules. That's my main bitch. But anywho, you know, and so I've been allowing myself to just understand my own personal happiness. You know, I'm always so in support of everybody else's happiness. Like, I love to see people happy. I love to see people thriving. It's really, truly, truly, truly motivating to me. It's inspiring to me to see people happy, successful, in love, great mothers, great wives, beautiful businesswomen. Like, I love to see people win, especially, and it hits different. It's more special when it's my actual friends winning because they're close to me and they're obtainable. I can touch them. I can see them. I'm on the FaceTime with them. I can call them. I can text them. We can share. They can share their happiness with me on a personal level. I can feel it. The energy is loud and real. You know what I mean? We're moving in a certain frequency and vibration. And I'm really grateful that I do have those opportunities within my friends. You know what? Hey, let's pause real quick. Shout out to my girl, Shalina, and her husband, Niles. He has a podcast as well. I got to get the name of it so I can shout him out. But shout out to my newly happy married couple. I love you guys. I want nothing but the best of you guys. Shalina, I think you deserve the world. I mean, I can't stress that enough. If anybody deserves happiness, I swear to God that you do. I always tell you that I wish and I hope that you really take me serious when I say that. But I promise you, you deserve that happiness. And I just want you to bask in it, friend. Ooh, be great. I got another friend coming up. Her wedding's in the summertime. I will shout her out once we get there and we pass it. But she knows who she is. Hi, Amanda. But things like that. It makes me happy to see my girls. Because let me tell y'all something about my girls. I got a couple pussy partners. I'm not going to even sit here and hold you. We all got a couple little pussy partners. I mean, it is what it is. You got to have them to complete your circle. So what? But majority, if not all, of my girls have heart. They have heart and they got a story. They have so much to offer and so much to give. Some of them don't even know it yet. You know, and that's the reality of it. And so when I see my girls winning and losing, not winning and losing, winning, oh, it's a refresher. It's a refresher. And majority of us, actually, shit, all of us are in our 30s. And to see how far a lot of my friends have come is so inspiring. Like, it's so inspiring. It's just, it makes me so happy. It gives me a certain fulfillment of fullness. And so I love that. I'm here for happy, healthy relationships and healthy relationships with yourself. Some of my friends are finding themselves and learning how to center themselves and growing abundantly by themselves. Some of my friends are getting out here, you know what I'm saying, getting back into dating and experiencing new dick. You know what I'm saying? And girl, get that dick. Sit on that shit. I'm happy. Spit on it. I want to spit on it. Listen. Don't act like Ari and Jasmine didn't put us on no shit. Okay? Do you, boo? Be great. We're adults. We're grown. We're thriving. We're happy. We're moving. We are being vibrant. Paint the color of the rainbow in your pastels, if that's how you please. Your vibrant colors, whatever the case may be. Whatever. I'm loving it. I'm happy. I'm seeing people just on some like, fuck it, this is me and I'm finna live in my truth. I'm out here, I'm doing it. I'm recording my videos. I'm doing this. I'm getting this education. I'm furthering this. I'm just seeing things happen. And it's beautiful. And I'm so happy, you know, and it's needed. You know, I couldn't stress enough to the females that listen to me, baby girls, if you guys don't have a strong, supportive, genuine team of women behind you and on your side, genuine, I feel so bad for you. And please change that. Please change that. Please don't be that girl who walks around still thinking it's cute. Like, I don't even fuck with bitches. Bitches don't like me and I don't fuck with them. Girl, all my friends is niggas. Bitch, bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Only I can't, I don't even trust a woman that talks like that. Because I understand that your girlfriends are solid and you need it. There's conversations that you cannot, I think I've said this before on Spaz, you can't have certain conversations with your boys the way that you can with your girls. Like, me, y'all know I have a group of my very, very best friends. In fact, those ladies are my soulmates. It's my BGs. My sister just so happens to be one of them. I'm grateful alone to have a sister, you know what I'm saying, that I am close with. No matter what, if we beef or not, she be on her own shit. But for me, I will always admire and adore my sister. It would always matter to me how she feels and what she got going on. She just a different type of motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? She gonna listen to this and feel some kind of way, but I really don't give a fuck how you feel, Mary. But this is where I'm at with it. But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I do have a sister that is close to me in age, to where me and her grew up with each other and we experienced a lot of the same life obstacles and stories together. I'm so happy that I had that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, my first best friend was my sister. And it's a beautiful thing that we're actually grown and adults now and we're still close and we actually share, like, best friends, soulmates, because she's one of my BGs, and she, you know, she's a part of our little five group girl. Even though one be, you know, hey, life happens. But for me, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. And then I have solid women that are my true friends that have been my friends for over 15 years. Every single last one of them know exactly who they are, where I can go to them and talk to them about anything, and they're going to guide me the right way. I can trust that they will never steer me wrong. I can literally, I have certain friends that I can literally let guide me blindly and I can trust them. That's a hell of a feeling. You know what I mean? And I'm so grateful for that. I'm just working on feeling the same way in a relationship with a man. You know what I'm saying? If letting that type of, guard down, letting that energy shift in that direction, feeling that open, that trustworthy, to let this man come into your life and trusting that he's going to better your life. He will not bring drama. He will not bring ill will to you. He will not bring confusion. He will not bring anger. None of that. He's going to come through and better you, speak life into you, guide you, be your partner, work with you, plan with you, hold you accountable on certain things, speak life into you. You know, offer a certain type of an energy that you can really grasp and feed off of. Like, that's the goal. And I hope, you know, because at the end of the day, God is love and he made us in love and we're supposed to love. We're supposed to flourish. We're supposed to be fruitful. Those are things I believe in. I personally believe in. These are my personal opinions. If you don't agree, you don't feel this way, that is fine. This is not your podcast. I said what I said. Okay. And so I'm grateful for that. So it's a beautiful thing for me to see. Because, you know, these past 2 years or so have been extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. These past 2 years as a world, all around, like, the global community has been extremely stressful. You know what I'm saying? And my personal life, these past 3 to 4 years have been extremely everywhere. I literally hadn't had time to sit down and process. And I am a processor. I need to process. If I do not process, I'm 100% off. I am not shifted. I'm confused. I'm aggravated. I'm lost. I'm emotional. I'm a wreck. I'm crying randomly. I'm doing all kind of shit that I just can't get with because I'm not centered. It's really important. Once I understood the power and the necessity for myself to always make sure that I am centered, I mean it. I really can feel immediately when I am shifted off. I can feel it. And I'll say it like, hey, I'm shifted right now. I need to recenter myself. Like something, hold on. Let me excuse myself and let me go sit down in the corner. I got to put on a certain song. Like I'm bad in tune at this point in my life. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm 33 and I only got up from here. I have so much to grow. I was just telling my friend the other night, I never thought that I would feel this way, this young, this vibrant at 33. When I was like 15, yeah, half my life, almost half my life ago, I used to look at 33-year-olds like, damn, they hella grown. Like, I didn't really feel like they were, like, old, but I felt like they were, like, grown. Like, you know what I mean? Even though I am grown, I'm not all that grown. We still figuring it out. And I'm really grateful that I have peers that I fuck with, my really, really good friends, my BGs, my sister, that do let that, you know, reassure me that, it is, you know, we are all in the same boat. We are all figuring it out. Ain't nothing perfect. We have all been set back by the pandemic. We have all been trying to figure things out. We have been confused. All these things because you are your worst critic. You sitting there placing this blame game on yourself as if everybody not out here feeling and dealing with it. Baby, I'm telling you right now, you're not alone. Trust me. And I mean, for me, it's important for me to hear that. I have to hear it. But then again, my love language is words of affirmation. I need to hear things. That's the only way that I can understand it. And I need to hear it on a consistent level. I don't care if you're repeating yourself. Like, you know, and if you think about it, my communication, I'm a repeater, you know, and that's how I am. And maybe I'm like that because that is my language and that's how I understand things. That's how I talk. You know what I mean? And so I'm really grateful when I hear and I'm affirmed in those kind of ways. I'm hoping that me and another group of my two girls that I'm really, really close with, one is like a sister to me. Actually, that is my sister. We're trying to do better with linking up monthly to go and, you know, have a brunch on a Sunday. And I'm really trying to hold that accountable because they matter to me. They matter to me. And one of them is married and has a whole family, children. Maybe she needs that break. The other one is in another city, and even though she has friends out there, we're grown. She moved out there as a grown woman, so maybe she needs that break to come sit down with her real friends that she's known for years. Like, I just need them. I just need them. You know what I'm saying? And so I've been really trying to hold myself, and if you know me as a friend, y'all know I'm not consistent like that. And so I have been really trying to go out of my way to be like, nope, we're gonna stick to this. And if not, we're gonna communicate this and we're gonna do good with this. Let's start this habit right now. Because yes, although your 30s are so young, and yes, you gotta book time and make time for your friends and your family and what matters if you don't have a family, and I don't have it, you know. So I have been working on being a little bit more considerate of people, of my friends who are married, the ones who have children, and I've always been considerate of their feelings, and I kind of treat and move with them differently because they don't have as much time on their hands as I do. I'm single. You know, I just work, live my life, things of that nature. And I mean, hey, time is valuable everywhere. Just because people are moms and you're not a mom doesn't mean that your time is not more valuable. I wasn't trying to come off like that at all. That's not my point. That's not what I mean. That ain't what I said. It's just more so of I'm trying to be aware everybody else has time, because I've already kind of mastered what my time means to me. You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to make sure that I put that back out to the universe, because the universe has gave me a little bit of clarity on mine. And so I want to be clear with others, if that makes sense. You know, so I feel like if I'm learning lessons, and I keep on seeking this information and this knowledge, at some point you got to apply it. And so that's one thing on a personal level that I have been applying, is trying to be open and understanding and respectful and, you know, be considerate of people's time. Of really, if they are reaching out and they're constantly reaching out, they don't have to. Maybe you should pick up the phone and answer and go ahead and see about them. Maybe you should go ahead and link up and see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have to do that. We all know that that's a privilege to be considered in somebody else's day. We got to just keep it real at this point. Everybody is adults. Everybody is grown. People have things to do. People have lives to juggle. Babies are being born and things are happening. You know what I mean? I have three of my little cousins just had babies. One lives here in town and I have not seen her or her baby. That's a problem. You know what I mean? There's other reasons behind that because, you know, I've definitely had my moments of reaching out. I don't even know if she listens or not, but if you listening, you already know what's up. I've had my moments of trying to reach out and was shut down. So that put me in a different space, in a different attitude. And I had to check that. That's petty. Just because I'm feeling like, okay, well, I didn't try to reach out. She doing this. Well, I ain't doing it no more. Petty. Trash. Done. Don't feed into that, Sharita. That's out. That ain't even you. That ain't even you. Move forward. Keep trying. All you can do is try. At this point, you just have to try on your own time. If you got the time, try. If you don't, you don't. That's it. But to have all those thoughts, toxic. Toxic. Call it out right there. Boom. Hey, that's toxic. And listen, let me tell y'all something about Sharita with owning her toxic behavior. I have been owning my toxic ways and my behavior. Now, more so ever, heavily, I would say, this past year, I really sat down and started buckling down like, damn, like, what are some real toxic traits of me? What are some toxic traits of me in a relationship? Would I really like to date myself? And although I got some beautiful qualities about myself, I'm a loyal motherfucker. I'll give you everything I love very sincerely and deeply. All that, all those kind of things. Yes, I'm talking about the other stuff. The other stuff that we don't talk about, temper, not patient, demanding, you know what I'm saying? Bratty when I want to be, just certain, and so much more that I can go into depth with if I really wanted to. Maybe I will down the line, but I sat down and started really focusing on my toxic traits. And I'm not talking about just in a romantic relationship. When I say relationship, I mean like all of my relationships. Myself as a daughter, myself as a sister, myself as an auntie. I'm not a perfect auntie, you guys. Y'all know I love my nephews. I'm not a perfect auntie. I have looked at my nephew one time. This is real shit, y'all. Can nobody, let me tell y'all something. Nobody's going to ever tell y'all about my truth. You can truly say, I'm going to tell y'all this. Because if anything, I'm an open book. If you ever wanted to know anything about me, and you know me, you reach out and you ask me, I'm going to tell you whether it's the good or the bad. I'm going to tell you. Know that about me. Okay, I'm gonna hold my own. Accountability is real over here. Let me pour this wine. I'm feeling the mood, y'all. Ooh, I'm feeling the mood. Y'all lucky I ain't got no blunt spark up. I need to go do a re-up. Y'all, your girl wishes she had a garden because I'm so tired of spending money on weed. That's something I'd be having to come and cut back on because it's an expensive habit and it's a real thing and can't smoke how I want to sometimes and it makes me really sad because it's a real medicine for me. But whatever, that's different. It's a whole different California struggle. But, you know, I had to, so again, you know, me as an auntie, don't nobody matter to me more than my nephews. And then Jules is up there too. But I swear, I love my nephews. Love them, love them, love them, love them. I could be a better aunt. Looked at my nephew one time because I'd be feeling some kind of way. Me and my sister are really different. And there's nothing wrong with that. And her patience is really, really way. My sister's probably one of the most patient people that I know. When it comes to her being a mom, she's my sister, so I know her patience levels are different with everybody else and with other situations. But my sister as a mom, graceful and patient. I can never take that from that motherfucking clown. You know what I'm saying? I'm only saying that because I'm her sister. You can't call her a clown. But anywho, I have felt the way about my little 6-year-old nephew. Like, oh, you don't like me? I don't like you either. You know what I'm saying? I have said some petty shit. I could be a petty motherfucker. Let me tell you. Okay? I'm the first to tell you. This ain't no, I don't hide shit. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I don't hide anything. I really hope you guys know that Spaz is authentic as it's going to get for me. I don't know about Eric, you know, what y'all got, but I swear to God, I don't sit on this mic and bullshit with y'all. I don't have for what? I don't even, you know, what the fuck? Y'all can't see me. I'm behind a goddamn mic. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to prove. It is what it is. Like, and I'm you know, those are things that you got to think about. Okay, what can you do better? What can you do better? And it ain't so much about what they can do better for you, because at this point, I'm done questioning and thinking about what the fuck y'all can do for me and how y'all can do things better. I'm over it. Y'all going to do better if you want to. If you're not, you're not. What am I going to do? What can I do? And hey, and maybe that is me not looking at you and still on some fuck you shit. Maybe that is what's best for me. Okay. Maybe I do feel that way. And so what? That ain't changed. I have not changed. I don't want things to get, don't, no. Have not changed. I'm growing every day. I'm learning things, you know, new things every day. I'm trying my best to do things different. Not every day, but you know, some days, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at with it. And I'm honest with myself about that. Why are you honest with yourself? You want to say, hi, Sharita, why are you honest, girl? What's up with you? Because I'm giving myself grace. I'm giving myself permission. I'm giving myself permission to be 100% stripped down, naked, raw, and true with myself. I've always believed in that. I've always moved on that. I don't know, y'all. It's different now. Like, it's different now. It's so different now. I don't know what changed. There's going to be a major change coming. I don't know what it is yet. I do know that God got me. I know that I'm covered. I know that I am led with love and light. And I believe in that. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe in that. But there's something that is coming. I can feel it. I feel it in my spirit. And it's going to be life-changing. Whatever it is, it will be life-changing. And it's going to be for the better. And it's going to be eye-opening. I feel like I'm just like gearing myself up to be prepared to see it, to witness it, to do it, to have the strength to do it, whatever that's going to be. But I just have this feeling that something is going to, you know, take place, or whatever the case may be. And I'm excited to see what that is and what's that to come. So, you know, that's been that. Another chapter that I have to, you know, that I've been, you know, spending some time with and focusing on, you know, is, you know, acceptance. My next little chapter is accepting. Acceptance of myself, of standing in my own lane and my truth, respecting myself as a leader and not a follower, giving myself the permission to lead, because I feel like that is God's will for me. He made me a certain type of way for a reason. And to accept that that's okay. To accept that maybe I'm not like, you know, everybody else. And it's not my role to be like everybody else. I'm not meant to fit in. I'm not meant to fit in. I don't even look like I fit in. Okay? Come on now, y'all. 6 foot tall, little yellow thing, gap. I'm not meant to fit in with you. I'm not. I'm just not. And it's so funny when you just look into the mirror one day and you just accept it. You literally just accept your role in life, and then you're open to the guidance that is about to be poured and shown to you. You're open to it because you've accepted your place. And that's, I've been really, really giving some thought to that, putting some energy into that, really exploring that type of a role. That how does that make me feel? How do I feel about that role? Am I really prepared for it? If I'm not, then I stop myself. Okay, Lord, guide me. Guide me. You know what I'm saying? Well, right, universe, I'm putting this out. This is what I'm putting out, this energy I'm putting out, and you guys are telling me this. I'm having a hard time receiving it. Why is that? That's that self-doubt. Self-doubt, that's the fucking devil. You know what I'm saying? Literally, that is the fucking devil. Like, that self-doubt is a devil, because why is it that you're so easy to pour into everybody else? That's what I'm saying. You're giving everybody all this grace. But you're not doing this for you. You're not pouring into yourself. You telling everybody, it's like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. I was talking to my girl one night recently. Shout out D. We was having a session. And she said that. And it was so funny when she said that. She was like, you know, shit, I give the best advice to everybody else and don't take the shit myself. Felt her. I felt seen. That was brave. It was raw. It was real. It was real raw. But I felt it. I truly felt it. I was like, girl, that's me. All day. I'm going to give, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, I've said this before on Spaz. I feel that I do tend to give out a lot of advice and a lot of affirmations to people that I know that I need to hear, that I'm trying to, you know, get in return, because I believe in treating people how you want to be treated or how you can handle your treatment. Firm on it. Firm on it. Sometimes that shit ricochets on you and it backfires and slaps the fuck out of you in life. Okay, but you, maybe you deserved it in that moment. You know, whatever. But accepting the now, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely believe and have believed in being present, especially in the now, because I'm an overthinker. I overthink things. I get to painting all kind of narratives in my head. Something so simple could turn into like a whole fucking little story, kid chapter book and babysitter clubs type series. Like, why? How did you get here? How did you get here for something so damn simple? Like, why did you even paint this whole narrative that you know damn well does not exist in your head, in your own head? It was you. It was you. It wasn't them. It wasn't society. It wasn't that. No. Shreda, it was you. It was you. You did that to yourself. And why are you doing that to yourself? Why are you hurting yourself? But you out here loving on the universe. You know what I'm saying? As if you're not putting out energy and blood vessels and stuff to the universe. You, I mean, come on now. The circle of life is real. Lion King tried to teach us. Like, the circle of life is real. And you have to be aware and accept that in a different light. I know this sounds hella crazy. And I don't want to sound like I'm all spiritual. But at the same time, y'all, this is who I am. You kind of got to, like, start practicing and looking at things in your third eye. Like, on a real level. And I know. And I'm not big on talking to people about what I know about, you know, your chakras and all that kind of stuff, because I'm figuring it out and I'm learning. I can't educate a motherfucker that I don't know nothing about. I can't do it, you know, but that's real. Sometimes you have to look at things in your third eye. I've been accepting that. I've been accepting it, you know, and it's been going really good. It's been going really, really good. I'm happy. You know, right now I'm happy. And I would have said, any other time I would have said, I'm happy for now. No, I'm happy. I'm happy. Where are you right now? Presently. Where are you? What do you accept about yourself right now, this second, in this moment, now, right here? Think about that and be honest. Be honest. You can accept something that's bad that you finna take accountability for, that you finna change. It don't matter what you accept. What you accept is your business. But accept it. You have to accept that so that way you can ground it. Break it down, shake it back up, bring it back together. That's it. That's it. You can't do no less. You can't do no more. You're not gonna harm yourself. You know, hopefully not. You know what I'm saying? If so, I'm praying. I'm giving you love and light and strength. Patience and guidance. I'm sending that your way if you're feeling that kind of way, because you don't know what people are going through. You really don't know what people are going through. I don't care how happy they put off to be. Y'all don't know me. As far as y'all concerned, I could be behind this mic like, oh, you know, oh, happy-go-lucky and talking all this, you know, self-love shit and healing, da-da-da-da. Depressed as fuck. Walking around shitty as fuck. Like, not giving a damn. Like, y'all don't know me. We all know what people put off to be. And don't forget that either, y'all. People so wrapped up in this social media world. That's a fake world. It's the new Hollywood on a real level. People are acting every day. I just told my BG this. You know, I'm going to end it on this note. How we finna get here, who knows? Y'all know I don't give a damn. It's just fast. We're going to jump. And so, as a woman, and I think I probably talked about this on another episode, I'm not too sure, whatever. Y'all know I'll repeat myself. So what? Tune out. Women have a tendency of, you know, over-guessing their body and being hard on themselves and hard on their bodies because of a certain stigma that other women put out about vaginas. Oh, my pussy the wettest. Lake flow. My shit, you know what I'm saying, tastes like this. I mean pineapples and that shit's sweet. Da-da-da-da-da, woo-doo-woo-woo-woo. One, if you're a woman, you haven't tasted yourself, grow up, taste yourself, and know what they're tasting. And then you tell me how you feel about that, okay? Second of all, bitches be lying. Okay? It's not always a lake flow. Okay? So, and guess what? He's still gonna fuck. Okay? He's still finna lay it down. Because there's ways to make it wet. Okay? So you bitches feel this way. You feel like, oh, these bitches be out here, you know, spoiling a man, and I feel bad. I can't afford a man because I can't buy him shit, da-da-da-da. Cap. All cap. Not every man wants things from you. Okay? Just because you see bitches online talking about shit, I'm okay with spoiling my man back. He got me this, I got him that. Because maybe he didn't get her that. Maybe it sounds good. Maybe she's speaking it into existence. Maybe it's just her imagination on a real level. Maybe so. Stop looking so deep into people's lives. I promise you. It's not. For the most part, a lot of times, I'm going to post who I am. But this is a prime example. I'm a very I'm an open sexual woman. I love a woman's body. I love my body. I may go ahead, if y'all know me, y'all follow me, I might go ahead and post a titty pic. You know, you're lucky I'm covering it up. I want to document my body right now in this prime because I'm not going to look like this forever. That's really my main reason. And I think the woman's body is art. It ain't me sexualizing it. It's you motherfuckers sexualizing it. That's the difference. However, with all that boldness, I'm shy as fuck. I'm in the corner in the club. I promise you. Sitting down. Probably smoking if I'm outside. I don't bend over dancing on niggas. I'm sitting down dancing by myself. I might give a lap dance to one of my bitches. Very shy. Hella awkward. Like, you can ask anybody that really knows. You ask my BG. Shout out to her. She'll tell you in a second. I told you guys before. She would stop me like, don't be in here. I can hella wear BG. Because you know what it is. I'm just a fucking weirdo. I'm a proud one. I own it. But somebody who's looking at my page and you're judging me and you're thinking that you know me, that's where you fuck up. That's where people are fucking up. You are assuming that you know something about somebody because of what they post. That's not true. This may be just an artistic, creative side of me. And yes, that is a part of me. It is. Are you going to get that every single time? No, ma'am. No, sir. Do I give a fuck if you're judging me off of your own narrative that you painted? Listen to that. Do you think that people care about how you judge them off of what you put on them? Because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. This image that you have of me, bitch, delete it. It don't exist. And if you want to rock with it, please, girl, rock on. Rock on. Only thing I ask is if you make money off that image of me, I need a cut and I need a percentage. Call me Kris Jenner. Okay? Why that bitch ain't changed her name when I really think about it? What the fuck is that? You want to, you know, but okay. You know, so it's just stop that. Overlooking things, thinking this, thinking that. Thinking people are living this glamorous life and they're miserable as fuck. Because they're miserable because they're keeping up with the next person that they think is living a glamorous life. It's all a domino effect. Do yourself a favor this year, man. Let that go. Let that go. Let this fake competition in your head with virtual people, let it go. Do you. You deserve to do you. You deserve to focus on you. You deserve to be great in your own real world. Then bring that back. Change the motherfucking narrative. Change what we're putting out here. Change the algorithms. Change the frequency vibe that y'all got out here. Change it. Let's get back to being real. Because I'm here for posting that real shit. I'm here for it. You got some motherfuckers that won't post without a filter. You have that. They will not get behind a phone without a filter. There is woman and man. Let's not get confused here. There is women and there are men. Who, okay, a filter, so what? Maybe it's fun and games, you like a filter. All right, cool, bet. There's people that edit their photos. They got a pimple. Nigga, we get pimples. We are human. things are coming out of our pore because what we're doing is whatever we're eating is coming out. You don't like pimples, you want to hide that shit. Bitch, eat better. Eat better because your body deserves it. Instead of you doing what you want to do, then you go and download an app or whatever and you photoshopping in or you erasing things, you're slimming down, changing tones, whatever the hell that these girls is doing. And I know some. They're doing this. And if you're doing it because it's your brand, it's your art, you need things to look a certain type of way, okay, hey, I can understand that. But I know people who will not hop on a camera because they don't have the confidence to no longer be themselves because they feel like they are in competition with everybody else. Will not walk out the house without their eyebrows done. Will not walk out the house without their wig. Will not walk out if they are not fully beat down, dressed, you know, from makeup, hair, all that. Will not walk out. Will not. That's crazy to me. You know, and it's so sad. And it's not necessary. You know, so stop that. Stop, you know, don't chase the cloud. The cloud ain't real, y'all. That cloud ain't real. Like, it's not. And it's okay, you know. And if you need some time and that's just what you into and you enjoy the rat race, then hey, win. Win. Please win. But all right, y'all. It's been real. I gotta go. I'm going ahead and scrub the ground. Bye, y'all. It's Bass.